with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI is investigating the targeting of several of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks and appointees.
Bomb threats and swatting attacks were reported this week against a number of Trump's incoming administration members, including Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who's been picked to be the next ambassador to the UN, and Lee Zeldin, the nominee to lead the EPA. A Trump transition team spokeswoman called the threats violent and un-American. The White House said President Biden had been briefed and that officials there are in touch with federal law enforcement and Trump's transition team. Greg Clugston, Washington.
If you'll be on hand for today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, New York City Mayor Eric Adams hopes you'll be watching more than the spectacular floats and all those marching bands.
Security is everyone's responsibility, so if you see something, say something, and do something. Notify us.
New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there will be security, seen and unseen, on the ground and in the air.
You may see our NYPD drones flying overhead, which are an incredibly useful tool when dealing with the huge crowds we typically draw for this event.
She adds there have been no credible terrorist threats to the parade, expected to draw close to 2 million spectators to the streets of Manhattan. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump calls it wonderful. Mexican President Sheinbaum calls it excellent. Both referring to their phone call the other day, Mr. Trump says the Mexican leader has agreed to work on halting the flow of illegal aliens and deadly drugs across the southern border into the United States. Wall Street closed today for Thanksgiving. Yesterday, the market stepped back from its recent record highs, the benchmarks closing a bit lower. This is SRN News. A new study of religion and support for Israel.
Simply put, the less religious America becomes, the less supportive it is of the Jewish state. That's what the Gallup organization concludes in its latest analysis. It seems that Christianity in the U.S. is a bulwark for Israel, and as the nation has begun to abandon the faith, it is also abandoning its ally in the Middle East. Gallup polls indicate that atheists, agnostics, and those who follow no particular religion are much more supportive of the Palestinians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Massachusetts man has pleaded guilty to threatening to kill members of the state's Jewish community and bomb local synagogues. 59-year-old John Reardon has pleaded guilty to one count of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs by threat of force, well, as several other charges. January of this year, Reardon called Congregation Agudas Akim, left a voicemail making several threats to kill congregants and bomb the synagogue. This is SRN News. It's a bird. It's a plane. It is a bird.
Esther Keim flies her small airplane over rural parts of Alaska, dropping frozen turkeys to isolated residents. Keim's mission, dubbed Alaska Turkey Bomb, pays tribute to when a family friend would airdrop turkeys to her family when she was a young girl.
I grew up in the bush in the rural Alaska, so there's no roads.
Keim became inspired to do more in 2022 after hearing that one family had little to eat for Thanksgiving dinner. She now averages between 30 and 40 turkey deliveries every year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal appeals court has ruled that Border Patrol agents cannot cut razor wire that Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border in the town of Eagle Pass. Victory for the state and the long-running immigration dispute with the Biden team. More details, SRNNews.com.